We're chatting with New Zealand Young Farmers CEO, Linda Coppersmith.
I lead an organisation of 14 staff, but a team of 4,000 when you include all our members.
The FMG Young Farmer of the Year competition is underway. How's that going?
We've had our first regional final. So that was the 23rd of January, and so we've got our first grand finalist. It was a great event. Everyone said, I personally wasn't there, but all my team said it went very, very well. So we've got a bit of a gap at the moment, and then we hook into the last six regional finals. So we're all just praying for a full season this year.
So was the entire competition cancelled last year?
We managed to run four regional finals last year. So we had four grand finalists. And then with lockdown and obviously the COVID outbreak in March, we just couldn't continue. And it wasn't a safe thing to do. We had to do the right thing by our contestants and our clubs. And so the first time in 52 years that the contest was cancelled.
Gosh. Now, the Junior Young Farmer event happens at the same time as the Young Farmer event, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So it happens alongside the regional finals, and then we run the FMG Junior and Agri-Kids Grand Finals at the same time as FMG Young Farmer of the Year finals.
Do the Junior Young Farmer competitors do basically what the older young farmers do in the competition?
So they do modules. They have a series of modules that they have to go through as a team. They'll have some practical and some theoretical stuff that they have to do. They had a self-driving tractor there, so they might have to do something with that, and there might be some health and safety things around, you know, how do I prepare myself to get onto a quad bike, that sort of stuff, to be work safe. So they tend to be kind of a pared-back version of what the FMG young farmers will do.
And they're mainly high school students?
Yes, so we have about 160 teen ag clubs across high schools in New Zealand, and it's actually probably one of our fastest growing membership categories. We find that often it will depend on whether there's a teacher in a particular school that's passionate about getting kids into the agri sector. So generally where we've got a really passionate one or two teachers there will end up with a really strong teen ag club. It's seems to resonate really well with young people being part of who want to be part of the sector to be part of that club.
If a high school wants to set up a teen ag club, do you offer guidance and assistance?
Yes, absolutely. So we have some people on the ground. We can either do it remotely depending on where they're located, or we can come out and talk to them about what's involved, how a teen ag club is run with governance, and it's a great opportunity for young kids to take on roles in their clubs, so chair and secretary and things like that, and planning events. But, we absolutely have a bit of a blueprint around how to set that up and some tools and resources for them.
Many farmers tell me it's increasingly hard to find young people willing to work on their farms. Do you think this is a growing issue that needs addressing?
That's a real tough one, I have to say. I mean, I think the challenges that you've got is there's a lot of choices. So, and probably a little less so. Tourism's not so much of an option anymore, just at the moment anyway. But I think that what we have to do is we have to give these young people a good experience and acknowledge the fact that we probably have to take a bit more of a holistic approach to attracting them and keeping them and into those roles that are challenging, that physically challenging, long hours, things like that. And we've got some really good employers in the sector that are trying new things around how they manage hours for employees and how they approach their training and their development. So there's a few kind of mindset shifts, I think, that need to happen from both sides, really, around what a successful career looks like. It's not like it was, you know, 30 or 40 years ago where people were grateful for the work. People have different options, young people these days, and so we've got to make it appealing.
NZ Young Farmers CEO Linda Coppersmith.